Well, hello, my friends. This is John Egan from Mission Publishing and the Mission Marketing Mentors, and welcome to this training on the introvert way to grow your business fast by writing a book. Now, experts tell us that the brightest people in the world are introverts. Leaders from Bill Gates, the world's wealthiest person, to Larry Page, the founder of Google, Albert Einstein, many men and women, about half of the population, are introverts. And introverts are people that are nourished and energized and inspired from within themselves, whereas extroverts are people that are stimulated by outside stimulation. So because introverts are nourished, energized, and inspired from within, as a result, we enjoy solitude. And also, being around a lot of people all the time can drain our energy. Also, people sometimes describe us as quiet. And we enjoy silence. Those are some of the attributes of introverts. And therefore, the best ways for an introvert to grow a business or a practice or an organization are actually different than those ways that an extrovert operates. Writing a book that's designed to grow a business is an excellent strategy for an introvert, as you'll see in this training. Now, in this training, you may have attended some of my other teleseminars. I've done teleseminars with John Kramer before. And if so, you know that during this training, I'll strive to deliver high value to you on this important topic from the beginning to the very end of our 75 minutes together. In this session, you'll learn, first of all, the six biggest ways that a book can build your ideal practice, business, or organization as an introvert. You'll also discover the proven nine-step system that introverts use to write and publish a transformational book that attracts new clients and generates multiple income streams, all in as few as 90 days. You're also going to learn the single biggest mistake that most introverts authors make that cripples their book's money-making ability and how you can avoid it. You'll also be taught time-tested methods insiders use to write a quality book fast in as few as 9 hours. And at the end, we're going to have live interactive Q&A so I can answer questions that you and others pose. Everything you're going to learn today is based on the decades of experience my team and I have had working with introverts as well as extroverts. I'll tell you just a little about that. For more than 30 years, my team and I have helped thousands of coaches, consultants, teachers, healers, and other professionals, business owners, and other leaders and authors to succeed through our high-leverage publishing and marketing programs. I compiled and published the best-selling book, Create the Business Breakthrough You Want. I created that book to grow my business fast, and I'm an introvert. I'll tell you more about that later. Our clients specialize from people who are unfamiliar to those outside their own specialized niches and just starting their first book to projects with world-renowned luminaries. They range from a number of spiritual teachers to experts including Mark Victor Hansen, Dr. Ken Blanchard, Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, and the late Dr. Stephen Covey. Most of those people were introverts as well. And as I mentioned, so am I. So I've also helped clients to build many small publishing companies, one of which was sold to Viacom, the global media leader. Now, in the last few years, my team and I have been offering very successful transformational publishing and marketing programs to qualified people at a fraction of the price my clients have paid over the years. A big advantage that I provide, and it's something that sets me apart, is all the one-to-one help that my team and I give each person accepted into these programs. We work personally with each person and can do so no matter where you're located worldwide. Just so you know, I earned my baccalaureate degree magna cum laude from the State University of New York at Buffalo, where I studied more than 5,000 years of history. Struck by the role that innovations play in all human progress, I devoted my master's program to the development and marketing of innovations. And to further research and predict future trends, I engaged in PhD work at the Santa Sofia Seminary and the California Institute of Integral Studies. So that's a little about me and the experience that I bring to this training and our topic today. Here's our agenda. From now till the top of the hour, I'm going to be training you on the introvert's way to grow your business fast by writing a book. And then at the top of the hour, I'll open the line for live Q&A for 15 to 20 minutes. I always enjoy helping people during live Q&A, so I do invite you to participate. I also invite you to keep your ears open during this training. First of all, because what we're going to discuss has created real breakthroughs for introverted people of all kinds who want to make a difference in the world in a way that will also make them the money that they need to live and to thrive. And as I'm teaching you over the next hour, at some point I'm going to be offering you three valuable free gifts. I'll be giving out a URL you can use to register and get them. They are valuable. One of them is worth $500 in cash value and much more in use value. They'll help you to successfully implement what I'll teach you today. So keeping all that in mind, let's turn our attention now to the topic. To start out with, I want you to know why it's important for an introverted person who's a professional, business owner, or other kind of leader or author to have a book. If you want to grow your business fast, the right kind of book can help you in six or more very practical ways to succeed with your business as an introvert. Let me describe them for you. First of all, a book will give you instant authority. See, 3,000 years of history have made a book the ultimate symbol of expertise, because for 3,000 years, books have been the carriers of knowledge from one generation to another. So having a book automatically sets you apart from others in your field, it instantly marking you as an authority. I'll give you an example. Not too long ago, my team and I were working with an organizational development consultant named Dar Gillett. He's a wonderful, wonderful person, and he's also an introvert. And as soon as he had a book, let me just give you a little background. Everybody knows Dar, and they like him. But as soon as he had a book, within 1 to 10 days after his book was published, he wrote me, and he was excited, and he said, "John," he said, "now people pay a lot more attention to me, and they seek my advice a lot more." See, that's instant authority. People had known Dar for years and liked him, but once he had his book, that's when they were asking him for advice. And that leads to another very practical benefit a book will give you, and that is instant credibility. For the reason I just mentioned before, authoring a book increases your credibility instantly. I'll give you an example. That same organizational development consultant, Dar Gillett, the last example I gave you was within a week after he had his book. Then, maybe a month after that, he wrote me another email. So now he'd had his book for about 5 weeks. And he wrote me another email, and he said, "John," he said, "I'm getting a lot more keynote speeches now. All they need to do is hear that I've written a business book, and they're inviting me to speak." So that is an example of the instant credibility your book will give you. And that leads to a third very practical benefit, and that is an increase in your revenues. Because a book is the ultimate symbol of expertise, just starting to write a book can increase your revenues starting the very first week you begin writing that book, if you know how to talk about it as you're writing it. And this is something we train and coach people to do whenever we're helping them to write and publish their books. I'll give you an example of this. We were working with a consultant not too long ago named Michael Cannon. Michael is a wonderful person for a lot of reasons. And one reason I like him is he keeps his numbers whenever he does something, so he can be objective about what's working and not working. So he came to us to write a book. He wanted to make money with his book while he was writing it, so we trained him to do that the way we do most people. And as soon as he had that little training, he said, "All right, I'm going to test these methods while I'm writing my book, and we'll see how it works out." And then what happened was, over the next few months, we didn't hear from him as he was testing it. Well, as we were working with him to write the book, of course, we were hearing from him regularly, but he tested it for about 4 months, and he wrote me at that point, and he said that while he was writing his book, he was sharing the news about the book he was writing the way we taught him to. And he said he was getting 30 to 40% more first meetings with his ideal business prospect, who for him were CEOs of businesses. He said he was also getting a 25% increase in those who closed on doing business with him, and he was getting less negotiation on his prices. Well, if you do the math on that, that's a geometric increase in business. And it was because, he said it was because he was telling people that he was writing that book while he was prospecting for new business. That leads to another practical benefit, and that a book will give you free publicity, and that will give you exposure to your marketplace you could never afford to buy. I'll tell you what I mean. There's a symbiotic relationship between the media, who need new content daily, and book authors, who are their number one favorite category of authority to provide that content. In other words, to interview or to have speak at events. So if you're a book author, they'll give you free publicity you could never afford to buy. Here's an example. We were working with a coach not too long ago named Maria Carlton, wonderful woman. She's also an introvert, and before her book was printed, I'm trying to think of what the current event was, but something occurred in the news, and we always teach people how to tie their book and their expertise in with current events. So we taught her to send out a one-page press release the way we always train people to do that, and she did. And she said that she started getting some action from the media, so we told her to keep records on it and give me a report a little later. So 6 months after that occurred, she sent out the one-page press release about the book she had that was being published. She was starting to get media action. So 6 months after that, she wrote me back, and she gave me the report, and she said that she did get good media attention. She followed up on the people that came to her because of it, and she ended up getting more than $150,000 in new coaching business, all from that press release, the mention of the book. So that's an example of the free publicity you can get and the benefits of that for business. It's perfect for an introvert because you can write up in this case, a press release. You can do it from the quiet of your home office, and people come to you. You handle them by phone, by email, in your own timing, which is perfect for an introvert, and this is how it can work. Another practical benefit that a book can give you is that it can do the selling for you. Your book can be the lowest key, most credible salesperson there is for your services and products. And I say that because in having worked with so many introverts over the years, many introverts have told me they don't enjoy selling. So if you develop your book to do it, it can do the selling for you. I'll give you an example. We were working with a website strategist not too long ago named Carol Lee Worthlin. Wonderful, wonderful gal, and she's definitely an introvert, and she was very clear right up front. She had heard me in a teleseminar like this. She told me right up front she doesn't enjoy selling, and she wanted us to help her develop a book that would do that for her. So we did, and as soon as the book was ready, we trained her how to give away free autographed copies of that book and do a few other things to get the book into the hands of her business prospects. She made a pledge, a promise, to give away a free copy of her book to every business prospect that came to her for the first year the book was out. So we taught her to keep her records on that to see what the outcome was. After 1 year of doing that, she wrote me very excitedly, and she said that simply by doing that, she brought in $215,000 in new consulting business that she could directly trace to having given out that free book to a new business prospect. And she was thrilled. And by the way, the second year, she wrote me at the end of the second year her book was out, and she said her revenues had increased 300% within the first 26 months that book was out by just handing out free copies of it that way. And the good news is that you can get all these benefits from a book while living whatever lifestyle suits you as an introverted person. It's a wonderful thing. Well, let me just mention one other benefit that your book can give you. You can take that book and you can develop it, as long as you know how, you can develop it so you can repurpose the content into more than 81 different higher-priced information products and programs that can help your readers in ways the book cannot, and in return can generate multiple income streams to you. I'll give you an example of that. We were working with the team of a spiritual teacher once. Wonderful, wonderful man, definitely an introvert. He was a very wise person, but he wasn't very well known in the world. And so to remedy this, the team helped the teacher to self-publish 3 books that were also designed to attract students to his spiritual school and to be repurposed into a variety of training materials and courses. Well, as soon as those books were out, unfortunately, that spiritual teacher died prematurely. No one expected it. He was only 56 years old. However, those books had already been released, and the most interesting part of the story was that within 7 years of his passing, because those books were out, the books attracted students in 182 countries of the world, and many of those people studied his training materials and courses, so the teacher's mission was accomplished, and the dozen or so revenue streams resulting from all the offerings spun off of the book funded his mission for decades thereafter. So his legacy to humanity was established, even though he had died prematurely at the age of 56. So, in summary, the good news is that all these benefits that you can get from a book, you can get while living whatever lifestyle suits you as an introverted person. And that's a wonderful thing. So, those are 6 of the ways that the right kind of book can help you to succeed in a big way. Now, for about 30 years already, my team and I have been helping introverts who are independent professionals, business owners, and other leaders to write, publish, and promote books that grew their businesses fast. And we found that some ways of doing it work a lot better than others. So I want to tell you what ways work best. If you're an introvert and you want to succeed while keeping it simple and avoiding overwhelm, there are 2 things that work best, and they both should be used. Those 2 things are, first, choose the right strategy for your book, and then use a time-tested system to carry out your chosen strategy successfully. I'll explain to you what I mean. I'll just take a sip of water here first. Regarding choosing the right strategy, there are actually 3 strategies to write a book and make money from it, even though most authors don't realize it. And I will tell you, a big mistake that most authors make is not acquainting themselves with all 3 strategies and then consciously choosing the one that's best for them. It has absolutely huge implications for what your book will do or won't do for you. So I'll teach you the 3 strategies. The first strategy is the writer's strategy. And this is the strategy that traditional publishing focuses its authors on. In the writer's strategy, you focus on writing a good book. You focus 100% on writing a good book, and you rely on making money from the sale of that book. It's a great idea, but most authors make very little money that way. For example, and I'll explain why, if you sign the traditional publisher's contract, as a first or second time author, you'll be offered maybe 6 to 10% of net receipts for a royalty, and you'll have to surrender all of your subsidiary rights to the publisher. Well, what does that mean? Well, that means surrendering the subsidiary rights means you basically lose the right to turn your book content into all those other information profit centers that could help your readers in ways the book cannot, and in return could generate multiple revenue streams for you. And here's why this strategy only works if you have a very large following before you start. Because, without going through all the math, I'll just give you kind of a quick overview. I said you'd be offered maybe 6 to 10% of net receipts as a royalty. Well, by the publisher, let's say you were offered 8%. We'll just divide that right down the middle. And if you said, let's say hypothetically you had a $20 book, I'll just round off the numbers just to make it easy to do the math. On a $20 book, if you were selling your book through the wholesale channel to bookstores the way most authors do, at 8% net receipts as a royalty, your royalty would only be 72 cents per book. Now, if you wanted to earn $100,000 a year from your book, you'd have to sell 140,000 books a year, year in and year out. And that's just not realistic for about 99% of all authors. Why? Because the average book only sells 3,000 copies in its lifetime. And with ebooks, the prices and earnings are much less if you rely on this strategy. So that's the first of the three strategies, and its advantages and disadvantages. Now, the second of the three strategies you could choose among is the marketer strategy. Here, you focus on developing your book to get a quality message out to the marketplace and to attract high-caliber clients that you'd enjoy serving. You develop the book on a topic that that niche really wants and is willing to pay for. You develop an outstanding cover. Now, by an outstanding cover, what I mean is this. There are nine elements. I'll just say this. There's been over 100 years of testing on books, and we found that in 100 years of testing, we found that books that the cover sells books, not the contents, but to launch a book in the marketplace, your cover is what sells the books. And in order to sell the book, in order to sell that book and launch it in the marketplace effectively with your cover, there need to be nine elements on that cover. So you make sure that all nine elements are on your cover. And I'll just pause for a minute and say to all of you that if you'd like to know what nine elements need to be on your cover to make it an outstanding salesperson for your book, I invite you to ask me during live Q&A. I promise I'll give you a great answer on that. And then, getting back to the marketer strategy here, another thing you do in the marketer strategy is within the text of the book, you build in as many of the 16 or more internal marketing dynamics that insiders use as you want, and that turns your book into a superb lead generator for your services and products. I'll give you an example. Some of you know the business coach and leading social entrepreneur Ryan Eliason. And Ryan and I were with a big group not too long ago, and he told that group how I had inspired him to use the marketer strategy when he wrote his book, The 10 Best Ways to Get Paid for Changing the World. And he told everyone how, because he'd used my marketer strategy, in his book launch, he generated $635,000 in revenue from book sales and new clients that came to him because of using that marketer strategy of mine. So that's an example of the marketer strategy. Now, the third of the three strategies that you can choose among, we've covered the writer strategy, we've covered the marketer strategy. The third strategy you could choose among is the investor strategy. And I will tell you that I think this is the ultimate strategy for many introverts to use. And I'll tell you why. It's because it acknowledges that the true wealth you have is inside you, recognizing that what you know is probably worth 1,000 times more than what you're currently doing with it. How does it do it? Well, this strategy turns what you know into a transformational book that's designed specifically to be a template, if you will, for a whole series of higher-priced information profit centers. Now, the best way to do this is to develop a plan to do it before you start your book. Then you do everything I mentioned in the marketer's strategy and develop a quality book that's easy to recycle its content into other information profit centers. And then you develop that book's content to it so it begins to promote those other profit centers for you. And it works. For example, when I published my book, Create the Business Breakthrough You Want, within just 27 months of the book's publication, the book had brought me in over $1 million in revenues. It was actually $1,031,000 and some change. And that's cash that I wouldn't have had otherwise. And for 12 years in a row since that book was published, the book and the coaching programs and other profit centers spun off of the book brought me in several millions of dollars more in a steady stream year by year for 12 years in a row after the book was published. So, in summary, you should pick the right strategy, and I've just outlined all three strategies that you can choose among. Then you should do one more thing. You should use a time-tested system to carry out your chosen strategy. Here's what I mean. When I was helping Mark Victor Hansen and Robert Allen to write The 1 Minute Millionaire, which we're happy to say became a number one New York Times bestseller, Mark and Bob discovered research from Dr. W. Edwards Deming. Now, Dr. Deming found, he had an amazing finding in his lifelong research. He found that 94% of all failures come from one thing, and that is not using a time-tested system to do that thing. Well, so what does that mean? It means the fastest and easiest way to succeed with almost anything is to find somebody with a time-tested system, have that experienced person teach it to you, and then apply it. And that's certainly the first step you should take if you want a book that's a business magnet. And it works. For example, experts tell us that the average author takes 4 to 9 years to write a book, and even longer than that to get it published. But if you use a time-tested system like the one my team and I have been using and evolving for over 30 years already, you can write and publish a quality book in as few as 90 days. And 90 days is only 3 months. And 3 months is a whole lot faster than 4 to 9 years. It keeps the whole thing simple when you do this and straightforward, so your creativity can flow easily. Now, next, if you want to write and publish a quality book like that and do it fast in as few as 90 days, and if you want to make it a book that will grow your business fast, I want to teach you how to get started and how to do it step by step, without getting overwhelmed. I'll just take a sip of water here, and then I'll teach it to you. So I'm going to briefly train you how to write and publish a quality book in just 90 days by sharing with you 9 steps from our time-tested system, the one my team and I use, and it's a proprietary, holistic system. Here's an overview. You can write and publish a quality book quickly, and all from the quiet of your home office, which is great for an introvert. And you can avoid overwhelm if you just use a time-tested system that can actually do that for you. Keep the book simple enough so it's easy for you to be creative with. And then line up your vendors enough in advance so they're ready to do the work on your book when you're ready to have it done, because you're going to be moving pretty quickly through this process. So there's 9 steps I'm going to teach you to do this. Step 1 is what one of my spiritual teachers called the utmost ultimate secret, and that is to think from the end about your book. Clarify your values and your purpose as a person and as a business, and clarify how your book is aligned with those things. Aligning your book's purpose with your overall life purpose and business purpose will give great power to your book. And then imagine everything you'd like to result from that book. Imagine the kind of impact or contribution you want it to make. Imagine the personal, professional, and financial outcomes you want and by when. Imagine the lifestyle that you want as an introverted person, and so on. And then work backwards and create a plan to write and publish the kind of book that will create those outcomes. Step 2. If you want your book written and published in just 90 days, you're going to need to pick a topic and organization that are easy and fast for you. I'll give you an example. I'm looking over at my bookshelves right now, and I see a book over there on the shelves by Dr. Wayne Dyer entitled 101 Ways to Transform Your Life. You've all seen books like that, 101 Ways to Do This, 97 Ways to Do That, John Kramer's book, 1001 Ways. I mean, there's a lot of books like that. 42 Ways. I helped somebody write and publish a book not too long ago, 42 Ways to Do This and That and This and That. And so that's what I call a tips book. It's a very easy way to write a quality book that delivers a lot of value and do it quickly. There are a number of formats like that. So if you want to write the average size self-help or nonfiction book, you're probably going to want to write about 200 manuscript pages, so the finished copy of it after editing will be maybe 120 to 160 pages. Step three, to write and publish a book of that caliber in just 90 days, you can write and speak the book into print, write or speak the book into print, also, and you're going to need to self-publish it. Now, let me tell you what I mean. I mentioned you're going to have to self-publish it. I want you to know that my team and I work with both traditionally published and hybrid publishing and self-published books all the time. I'm not prejudiced one way or another towards any form of publishing. They all work. It's just that they all have their strengths and weaknesses. So I'm mentioning here, if you want to write and publish a quality book in just 90 days, you're going to have to self-publish it. The only reason I say self-publish is because self-publishing is the only method of publishing where you can publish a book that quickly. So that's why you'd have to use it in this particular instance. And as I started to mention, you can either write it or speak it into print. Let me tell you what I mean by both. If you write it, to write those 200 manuscript pages, and get the whole book published within 90 days, you're going to need to write 4 pages a day to be done with your first draft within 50 days. Now, can you do that? By the way, that's 4 pages a day, 7 days a week to be done with the first draft in 50 days. Can you do it? Well, if you want a quality book written and published in 90 days, you'll be motivated to do it. And it's especially doable if you write your first draft the way the pros do, that is, without editing the book, stream of consciousness. Editing comes later. And a secret to the process is, if you speak your book into print, it's even faster than writing it. Now, most people don't know about speaking your book into print, so let me just tell you here. See, most of us speak at least 100 words a minute. For example, during this training, I'm talking at about 110 words a minute. So if the average size manuscript page is 250 words, that's only 2.5 minutes of talk. Do the math on that, you'll see how you can speak your 200 manuscript pages into print in only 8 to 9 hours. There are lots of ways to do it. You can do it in 2 days. You can even do it in one long day, although I don't usually recommend that. By the way, if you'd like to know more about speaking your book into print, because it is so easy and so fast, I'd like to invite you to ask me a question during the live Q&A that we're going to have right at the end of this training. I'll be happy to share that with you. Let's see here. In the 90-day timeline, we allocate 50 days to creating your first draft, and then you have 40 days left to do the remaining book production steps. Step 4 is editing. In the 90-day plan, we allocate a week to editing. This includes adding in up to 16 different internal marketing dynamics to the manuscript so your book can attract business to you. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to know more about those 16 different marketing dynamics that turn your book into a superb lead generator, I invite you to ask me a question about it during the live Q&A that we'll have at the end. Step 5 is interior design. We allocate a week for that step as well. Step 6 is cover design and cover copywriting. We take a week for that step too. Step 7 is the ebook stage. If you want an ebook, you're at the ebook stage right now. And I usually recommend that if you want a book that will attract business for you, you should have an ebook, an audio book, and some copies of a physical book. And they're all very easy. It's very easy to create those three versions of your book. One turns into the other very instantly. You can ask me during live Q&A if you'd like to know more about that. But in terms of the ebook, just use Kindle software to get your book distributed through Amazon, through CreateSpace, and then you use another digital publishing platform like Smashwords to distribute your ebook to most of the other major e-retailers. Step 8, if you want a book that really can attract business for you, then you need physical copies of the book too. That's only one more step after the ebook, and that is printing it. Here we take 2 weeks and we're up to 85 days. And step 9, if you have copies of your book shipped to you, physical book, if you have copies of your physical book shipped to you, then UPS is 4 days or less anywhere in the continental United States. That brings us up to 89 days, and you have your new book in your hands. Congratulations. So that's how it works, and we've been doing this for many, many years, and it works very, very well. Here are two quick points to give you a better understanding of this process I just took you through. Less than 3% of the people that we train and coach through this process end up choosing to do these steps in 90 days. Most of the people that we train and coach choose our 12-month system or our 6-month system. And that's because it takes the timeline and the steps that I've just taught you, and it makes it all 2 to 4 times even easier. And you know, whether you write and publish a quality book in 12 months or 6 months or 3 months, which is 90 days, any of those timelines are lightning fast compared to the averages. As I mentioned before, experts tell us the average person takes 4 to 9 years to write a book, and even longer than that to get it published. The other point I want to make to give you perspective on this 90-day process that I just taught you is just a quick case study of somebody who used it. I'm thinking right now of a wonderful consultant named Laura Lowell. Also an introvert, and she came to us not too long ago, said she wanted to write and publish her book fast. She used our 90-day system and published her 42 rules book in about 90 days. In fact, just for full disclosure, I will mention, I think she ended up taking about 100 days on the whole process, but that's close enough for me. It's a great book. In fact, during the first year the book was out, she won 2 Amazon awards because of the quality of the book. And that just shows you that just because you're using a process like this to write and publish a book super fast doesn't mean it can't be a highly quality book and win awards like Laura's book did. Laura also wrote me at the end of the first year her book was out. And she wrote me, and she was very excited because she said that her company revenues doubled the first year the book was out. And she went on to say it was because she used our 90-day system to write a book that would also attract clients and generate multiple income streams for her. And so she used that investor strategy that I taught you earlier. And as a result, it brought in enough new clients. And with the additional revenue streams, it doubled her company revenues in just the first year the book was out. And you know, the great thing about that is the book did it for her, keeping her life simple. And she did it all from the quiet of her home office, which as an introvert was very, very pleasurable for her. Okay, my friends, I'll take another little sip of water here. So now you've learned how to write and publish a quality book fast. You've also learned how to make it a book that not only gets your message or mission out effectively to the right people for you, but a book that will also attract clients with whom you can work more deeply, and a book that ultimately will generate multiple income streams for you. And you've learned how to do all of that in as few as 90 days. So now let's look at how your life and business would change if you actually implemented this yourself and wrote a book of this caliber. Let's look at the difference it could really make in your life and your business as an introverted person. And to do that, I'm going to share with you what people tell us changes for them at the 3 key stages of the process. So first of all, when people first come to us to discuss writing a book, they usually tell us how they want that book to heal or transform either people or organizations or the world in some important way. And they tell us they have the vision and desire to do it, but they lack something or they're blocked in some way. They often say they lack enough clients. Or they say they're burned out on the treadmill of working individually with clients every day and they want other ways to deliver their expertise that are less labor intensive. Or they tell us they lack enough credibility or visibility, or they have no way to really set themselves apart from all the other good people in their field. Or that they lack enough or any access to paid speaking engagements and media interviews. And then usually, no matter how many of those lacks or blocks they've mentioned when they first come to us, they usually end up adding they just don't feel like they're making the kind of impact or contribution in the world that they can make. So that's when they first come to us, and that's what their life and business is like. Then the second stage is when they start writing the book, because when you're writing the book, if you do it the way I'm teaching you in this teleseminar, all of this will start to change very, very nicely. Because a book is the ultimate symbol of authority, there are dozens of easy, no-cost ways to just share news about the book you're writing that will start getting your important message out to the world and boost your credibility instantly and start attracting high-quality business to you while you're writing your book. In other words, way before your book is ready to be published. And I'll give you an example. For example, you can start getting more and better clients while you're writing your book. You don't have to wait for that book to be published to do that. I'll give you an example. I told you about Michael Cannon earlier. Here's another one. We were working with a spiritual mentor not long ago named Laura Cardone. Wonderful woman. And when she came to us, she said she wanted to make money with her book while she was writing it because she knew I was famous for coaching people to do that. So she let us train and coach her to do it. And then by the time her first draft was done, she sent us an email, and she was so excited. She said that she had, by using these methods that we trained her in to talk about the book she was writing, she attracted clients and new client engagements that totaled more than $150,000 in new clients while she was writing just the first draft of her book, way before the book was ready to be published. Also, not only can you start getting more and better clients while you're writing a book, you can also start getting paid speaking engagements while you're writing the book. You don't have to wait for that book to be published, is what I'm telling you. You can do this while you're writing it. Here's an example. We were working with a wonderful coach not too long ago, a coach from Canada, Jamie Brofton. Let me just read you part of his case study here. He said, I'm thrilled with the outcome from my book and the exposure it's already getting to my target market before my book is even published. For instance, I just landed my first speaking gig as an author. To win it, I told them I was writing a book. John teaches this technique. It was a $6,000 paid speaking engagement to 50 CEOs, my perfect target market. All of this happened before my book was even published. So another thing you can do while you're writing your book is you can start getting free media publicity. And that will give you exposure and reach to clientele that you could never afford to buy. I gave you an example from Maria Carlton before. Let me give you another example, financial advisor Howard Bono. And this is kind of a funny story because Howard is we hadn't trained him yet how to respond to publicity, but he was writing his book. He was telling his friends he was writing his book. Some of his friends told other people, and one morning he got a call on the telephone. He picked it up. It turned out it was a newspaper reporter wanting to interview him on the book that they heard Howard was writing. Well, Howard was impressed by that, but we hadn't trained him yet on how to handle media interviews, so he just spoke to the man naturally, and he ended up getting a nice article in the daily paper, in his big city daily paper, and he ended up, he told me he was getting some people contacting him, and he ended up, he said, getting $30,000 in business from new prospects that came to him as a result of that little newspaper article that he got, all while he was writing his book, way before the book was even published. And then the third stage is once your book is actually published. So, I mean, you've gotten some good ideas now on how your life and business can change once you start writing your book. Well, then once the book is published, if you carry out writing and publishing your book the way I'm teaching you in this teleseminar, everything I've just mentioned will just get better. Your book will open doors to more new clients and speaking engagements and media publicities than ever before. and faster and more easily. And these are events that you can handle mostly from your home, only traveling when you want to. So that's a perfect lifestyle for an introvert. And if you've developed your book using the marketer strategy or the investor strategy, it'll be selling whatever higher price services, products, or programs are that you designed to sell for you. And you know, the other thing is that most authors, I mean, you've heard after authors write books, they often report like they're getting their message out, living a lifestyle that they've always dreamed of, making the kind of impact or contribution they've always wanted. Let me just share a little bit more about my life. After my book was published, it started, I mean, I had been involved with publishing and marketing for many years, but once I finally had a book, it started selling my publishing and marketing programs to professionals and entrepreneurs worldwide. And you know, I finally felt like I was doing what I was born to do, and I still do. Years later, that book has brought me the home-centered lifestyle I've always dreamed of, a steady stream of clients that have resulted in high six-figure revenue streams for me for 12 years in a row after that book was published. Plus, my book turned into a business that can keep on serving people after I'm gone, because it's a business I can sell to someone else when I'm ready to retire. And the thing is, I've done it all, almost all of it, from the quiet of my home office. I always used to have to travel a lot, and I got so tired of that. I wanted a home-centered lifestyle, and I've had it now for all these years since the book was published, for more than a dozen years since that book was published. I only travel when I want to, at the times I want to. It's a perfect life for me as an introvert. And the reason I mention that is because the great thing is that whatever lifestyle that you want as an introverted person can be yours too, if you just develop the book to do that the way I'm sharing with you in this teleseminar. So now it's almost time for me to share the three free gifts that I have for you, and then I'm going to be opening the line for live Q&A with you. But before I do those things, if you resonate with what I've been sharing with you in today's training and you want a book that will grow your business fast and give you the lifestyle that you want as an introvert at the same time, I want to tell you the first step you should take to do that so it can be yours too. That's the first step. In other words, the first step that will let you write a book that will grow into your business and lifestyle fast, all in as few as 90 days. So the first step you should take if you want a book and a business and a lifestyle like this, first business you should take is to think from the end about your book. In other words, clarify things like your values and your purpose as a person and as a business, and how your book is aligned with and expresses those things. And then imagine everything you'd like to result from that book, professionally, personally, financially, and lifestyle-wise, and by when. And then work backwards and create a plan to write and publish the kind of book that will create those outcomes. And in that light, I have three free gifts for you, and those three free gifts will help you to think from the end and write a book that will create the lifestyle and the outcomes you want. Let me share those gifts with you. The first gift will help you avoid the single biggest mistake that most authors make, the one that cripples the money-making ability of their book. And that is, it's a downloadable training that will teach you more about the three strategies to write and monetize a book, so you can choose which one of these three strategies are right for you and your book. The second gift will teach you 10 of the easy, no-cost ways that we teach people that we work with when we work with people to write and publish books. It'll teach you 10 of these ways that we teach the people we work with to make money from their book while they're writing the book. In other words, way before that book is published. These methods take just minutes or seconds to use. They've proven to bring our authors in up to $150,000 before the first draft of the book is even published. Before the first draft of the book is even written. And it will help you make your book project self-funding and compensate you for the time and money that you're putting into writing and publishing the book. And then I have a third gift that's only for those of you today that have gone beyond thinking about writing a book and have actually committed the attention, money, and time needed to do it now. If that sounds like you, this is a valuable gift for you. It's worth $500 in cash value and much more in use value. I'll provide you with a special 45-minute telephone session that I personally developed, and we call a book and income accelerator session. Now, normally we charge $500 for these sessions, but I'll provide it to you if you meet its criteria for absolutely free. This special gift is for you if you meet four criteria of commitment. Number one, you've made a genuine commitment to write and publish your book now, so it's out in the world working for you within 3 to 12 months from today. Two, you've already started writing the book. I mean, hey, maybe it's just a few words, but you're not just thinking about it. You've taken some action on your dream already. Three, your resulting book draft has not been professionally edited yet. That way it's not too late to structure the book correctly. And four, you believe enough in your message, your mission, and understand enough about the superb leverage a book will give you to have committed the money needed to do it properly. Now, people always ask me how much that is, so let me take the hype out of it for you. Realistically, today, you should be able to invest at least $2,000 U.S. to $5,000 U.S. without undue financial hardship. That is, at least $2,000 U.S. for basic book production and other things needed depending on the particular way you choose to get published, and at least $5,000 U.S. if you want to make sure your book is developed in such a way that it gets your message out in a quality way. It can also attract clients and generate multiple income streams for you, too. Now, naturally, when you consider these costs versus the big benefits that publishing the right kind of book will give you, I mean, there are huge benefits, personally, professionally, and financially. Then you'll see writing a book is a very economical thing to do. It's like investing a penny in order to make a dollar. But you still need to have the penny necessary to make the dollar in order for you to be eligible to get this gift. So if you meet those criteria, I want to acknowledge and reward you for your commitment and for taking action on it. I'll provide you with a special 45-minute session I personally developed and we call a book and income accelerator session. Normally we charge $500 for the sessions, but I'll provide it to you if you meet the criteria for free. And in our time together, I or one of my key staff members will help you to, first of all, think from the end and create a clear vision of your book and all the personal and business and financial and transformational impact you want it to create, as well as the lifestyle you want. We'll also help you to determine which of the three strategies to write and monetize your book is best for you, as well as the essential building blocks to use that strategy and get a book like the one you want written, published, and promoted successfully. Third, we work together to discover the number one factor stopping you currently from having the book and impact and income that you want. Then we identify the action or actions that will move you quickly and powerfully forward and into the vision you've created. And last, you'll complete the session with the excitement of knowing exactly what to do next in order to create the book and impact and income that you want. We'll give you our best advice on the way forward for you, whether it's working with my team and me or doing something else instead. I've opened up a limited number of appointments for accelerator sessions that we'll provide over the next few weeks at no cost for people like you. I've also personally trained a key staff member of mine to serve as an accelerator session coach, and she does an excellent job helping me conduct them. But you know, if you haven't made that level of commitment to yourself yet, that's totally okay. That's what the other two gifts are for. They're for anyone listening now who wants to benefit from them, and they are valuable in their own right. So keeping all that in mind, let me give you the URL now so you can pull up the landing page with the three free gifts and register to get whichever of the gifts you want while we still have that page up. Now, we're going to have that page up until I'm done here with this training. So go ahead and write down this URL and type this URL into the address field at the top of your browser where you normally type in www. Here it is. www. And by the way, you should put this in all lowercase so it works. Put in www.bigimpactbook.com/bonus. B-O-N-U-S, all lowercase. Once again, for any of those three gifts, go to www.bigimpactbook.com/bonus. B-O-N-U-S, all lowercase. Now, depending on how many of the three gifts you want, scroll to the bottom of the page at www.bigimpactbook.com/bonus, B-O-N-U-S, all lowercase. And then at the bottom of the page, fill in your contact information and you'll get the first two gifts. And then as I explained a minute ago, if you're actually writing a book now and you meet the criteria, feel free to select the special second box and to request the 45-minute telephone book and income accelerator session. And be sure to insert the best phone number you have for each of us. Make sure you insert the best phone number you have for us to reach you for that session. That way we can call you and provide this powerful session at no cost to you. Now, once you've registered for the gifts, then look in your inbox for an email, or maybe it's two emails from me, John Egan, with instructions on how to schedule your appointment. So once again, to get your free gifts, just go to www.bigimpactbook.com/bonus, B-O-N-U-S, all lowercase. And by the way, because we have limits on the number of people my team and I can work with, if you want to telephone us right now to get your book and income accelerator session, rather than opting in, you can do that. I realize some of you may be in the process of commuting right now or something like that as you listen to this teleseminar and may not be able to type in a URL, so it's easier just to make a phone call. And if you'd like to make a phone call, here's the phone for our California office. It's 650-321-1306. Once again, for our California office, that's 650-321-1306. So, my friends, that's a little bit of about the three free gifts that I want to share with anybody who's interested in learning more. And now it's time for our live Q&A. So, let's see. For live Q&A, let me tell you how it's going to work. We can take your questions, whether you're calling in on the telephone or whether you came in on the webcast. If you came in on the webcast, just type your question in the question box in the bottom half of your screen, and then we can pick it up right from there. If you came in on the telephone and you have a question, press star 2 on your telephone keypad to raise your hand, so to speak, and we can pick up your question there. Now, if you are calling on the telephone and you do press star 2 because you have a question you want to ask, be sure you stay on the line, because if we come to your line and you're not on it, we're then going to have to pass over you and go on to the next person. Now, whether you are calling in with a question from the webcast or the telephone, I'll answer just one question at a time for each person, just to make sure that we answer the most important question for each person. And then at the end of our time, if we've still got space available, I'd be happy to answer a second or even third question for you. And I have a wonderful staff member of mine with me, Gia, and she's going to help us field the questions. Gia, do we have somebody there that we can help?
We have a question from web guest Margaret, who asked, what are the 16 dynamics that every successful book will have?
What are the 16 dynamics? Oh, you're talking about the internal marketing dynamics. Well, first of all, Margaret, not every book will have them. In fact, most books never have them. And that's why most books don't sell and most books don't attract clients. That's the first thing to tell you. This is something, my team and I have been doing this for 30 years, and we're one of the few publishing insiders in the world that knows how to build these in. Book coaches don't do it. You know, most people who work on books don't know how to do these things, and therefore, that's why those books don't attract clients the way our books do. So keep that in mind, Margaret. This is a special strategy that I'm sharing with you, and something that we only do with the people that we work with to write, publish, and promote books. So these 16 internal, there's actually more than 16. They're proprietary. I'm not going to share all of them. I don't give them away for free. I'll give you a couple examples, though, just to give you an idea. And then if you do end up getting one of these book and income accelerator sessions, if you qualify for those and you get one of those, you'll have a chance to get more information from that, from either well, there's different ways we can get you that information, but you have to have the accelerator session first. So let me give you an example of a couple of these, just to kind of give you an idea, Margaret. Of the 16, well, here's a perspective for you. I don't know if you've heard these statistics, but experts tell us that with most people that start reading most books, only 25% of the people who start reading the first chapter ever go beyond the first chapter of the book. Have you ever heard that? I mean, think of all the books that you started reading over the years. Have you ended up reading them all? Probably not. Most of us start reading some books and then we just put them aside. Well, why is that? Well, one of the big reasons, Margaret, is because of the way the first chapter of the book is written. This is a big key, and most people have no idea about this. Those of us that are publishing insiders, there's a kind of a funny joke that we sometimes say. What's the purpose of the first chapter of a book? It's to persuade people to read the second chapter. What's the purpose of the second chapter of the book? It's to persuade people to read the third chapter. Well, what's the purpose of the third chapter? Well, I bet you can guess by now, right? So that's kind of a principle that those of us that are insiders use. Well, when it comes to the first chapter, really, the point, there's a lot of different ways to write a first chapter to do this, but the objective is to persuade people during that first chapter that they must keep on reading and they need to read that book. And there's a lot of ways to do it, but if you do that, it'll end up making a big difference in the readership of your book. So that's one of the 16. Now here's another one of the 16 plus internal marketing dynamics, and that is how you write your last chapter. Because think about what I just taught you. Experts say that only 25% of the people that start reading the first chapter of a book ever go beyond the first chapter. So, you know, when we work with people to write and publish and promote books, we help them develop the whole inside of that book so people will read their books and they will attract clients. Nevertheless, however many people start your book, not all of them finish it. So it follows that the people that read your last chapter, they are very motivated. They've stuck with you throughout the whole book. And therefore, another one of these 16-plus internal marketing dynamics is how you write your last chapter. Again, there's many ways that we teach people to do that, but here's the essence of it. You should write your last chapter so maybe as part of it you tell them, well, folks, you know, you're now at the last chapter. I've given you my best in this book, but obviously, as good of a book as it is, it's still just a book. It can't do everything. And if you'd like more help on the topic that we've just spent the whole book on, here's how you can get more help. and then you introduce them to other ways that you can help them. Now, you can do that right in the last chapter, or you can build how they can get other help in other parts of your book, like you can develop the back matter of your book so it promotes all your services, products, and programs. And there's other places in the books that you can do that. So if, for example, you promote it in your back matter, for example, which are the very last pages of the book after your final chapter. The pages are often left like big blank white pages in the end of the book. You've seen that in the very end of books. Well, all of that you can fill with a nice set of promotions on your different services, products, and programs. Very tasteful, very attractive, and if you do it right, it'll be very compelling. Well, you can then, in your last chapter, you can lead them to the back matter of your book so they can get more help in the pages of your back matter. Again, the way we help people develop books, there's a lot of ways we do that throughout all the chapters of the book. We don't just focus on the back matter, but I'm giving that to you right now as a simple example. So, Margaret, I hope that gives you some help and a perspective on these different internal marketing dynamics. And if you're going to be getting one of our Book and Income Accelerator sessions, well, we'll give you more help on your book. Thank you so much for a great question. And before I take the next question, if we have one, I'm getting prompted here to give out the URL once more for these three free gifts. So, folks, if you want any of those three free gifts, definitely go to the landing page and get them before we take this landing page down, or you will miss out entirely. So I want you to know that. Let me give you that URL one more time here so you can go and get those gifts if you haven't already. Go to www, and put this in all lowercase, by the way, www.bigimpactbook.com/bonus, B-O-N-U-S, all lowercase. Okay, great. Gia, do we have someone else there that we can help?
We have a question from web guest Steve, who asked, if a book doesn't have enough pages to support a spine, do you still call it a book?
Well, Steve, you know, that's a really insightful question you ask. Maybe you've heard one of my other teleseminars, because I sometimes teach about that. So, Steve, technically, a book that doesn't have a spine is technically not a book. It's a booklet. A booklet. However, I mean, you know, that's true in the technical world of publishing. However, many people publish booklets like that, and they call them books. We use those methods ourselves sometimes when we help people to write and publish books. Sometimes we help people spin off even a portion of their content as a booklet, or sometimes just an entire booklet, just to stand alone, because there's lots of different purposes for a booklet. And, you know, most people are quite casual, and they still will refer to those as a book. And I will tell you, Steve, from a marketing point of view, that's a good idea to take a booklet and call it a book, as long as you've really packaged it with a nice cover. And by the way, if you do with a booklet, don't waste your back cover. So many people will create a booklet, they'll do some sort of front cover, and they leave that back cover totally blank. And I will tell you, that's some of the most valuable real estate, if you will, for your entire book. From a promotional point of view, that is second only in importance to what you do with the front cover. Remember, I mentioned earlier there's 100 years of testing that have shown that covers launch books in the marketplace. So, that's my answer to your question, Steve. Thanks for a good question. It's a smart question you asked. Most people don't know enough about books and booklets to even ask that question. So thank you, and I hope that helps you and everybody listening. Gia, do we have someone else we can help?
Yes, there's a question from web guest Keith, who asked, what are the 9 things a cover needs to sell?
Okay, great question, Keith. And this ties in with what I was just telling Steve about not wasting the back cover of his booklet. When I go through these nine things, Steve, you're going to have an even better idea on why you should never, ever waste the back cover on your booklet. Okay, so here's a perspective, Keith, on your answer. As I alluded to back during the training, there's been over 100 years of direct marketing testing on books, and it's shown us that covers sell books, not the contents, but the covers sell your book. So what does that mean? It means the cover, the purpose of a cover on a book is to be your salesperson for your book. And just like in the world, there are, you know, you've met and been serviced by many different salespeople in the world. And you know, there are some people that are really great salespeople. They give you service. They really are wonderful at what they do and help facilitate purchases of products and services and, you know, whatever it is you want. There are also salespeople in the world that are terrible salespeople. Well, it's the same thing with book covers. There are some book covers that are outstanding and some that are just terrible at promoting the book. And what testing, the 100 years of testing has shown us is that if you want a book cover that will be an outstanding salesperson for your book rather than a terrible salesperson, there need to be nine elements on that cover to do it. That's what's going to create a great salesperson for your book cover. So let me go through and share those nine with you, and I'm going to share them in the order that testing says they impact the sales of your book. So they'll be in descending order of importance. So the most important element of all of those nine is the book cover. I misspoke. The most important element of those nine elements on your cover, the most important element of those nine are your book title. Number two of the nine is your book subtitle. So what does that mean? It means the most important elements of your cover are your title and subtitle. It also means the most important words you will ever, ever, ever write for your book are your title and subtitle for the book. There are many examples of books that were launched in the marketplace that totally bombed. And then the publisher took it back, did only one thing, changed the title, and the book became a bestseller. In fact, if somebody else wants to ask me a follow-up question, I'll tell you a story. I can tell you many stories, but I'll tell you at least one of books that that have had that experience. It's pretty remarkable. Okay, so those are the first two of the nine elements, the top two of the nine elements affecting sales. Number three, Keith, is the is a testimonial in the right place on the front cover of your book, the right kind of testimonial in the right place on the front cover of your book. The next element affecting sales is on the back cover. So now we're getting to the back cover and then the importance of a back cover. The next element is on the back cover, and it's putting either a headline or a testimonial at the top of the back cover. The next element affecting sales is the way you write your back cover copy. The best back cover copy describes the features and benefits that book provides relative to the promise made by either the title of the book or the copy of the book, the cover copy of the book. Next element affecting sales is the author's bio. The best author's bio describes why the author is the best person to write this book. Next, the next element of the nine that affects sales is the spine treatment of the book. Most people never even think about the spine, but as we said earlier, Steve asked an earlier question, I think it was Steve, or somebody asked a question about the spine of a book, and every real book has a spine. As I said earlier, any book that doesn't have a spine is technically a booklet, not a book. And the reason a spine affects sales so much is because if you look at how books are shelved, Think of all the books you've seen, physical books you've seen shelved over the years. Oh, by the way, let me just tell you, every book has a spine except a booklet and an e-book. I meant to mention that earlier. E-books don't have spines. So this is one of the elements of the nine that doesn't fit an e-book. And that is, the way most physical books are shelved is spine out. So you may have the most beautiful cover in the world, but for many, many, or even most physical books, you don't see the cover as much as you do the spine because they're shelved spine out. So the way that you develop a spine so it's an outstanding sales element for your book is you develop a spine like a billboard. If somebody else wants to ask me a follow-up question on how to do that, I'll be glad to give you a great answer, but I'll just leave it at that for now. The next element affecting sales on your cover is the design of the book. The colors of the book. Psychologists tell us how different colors elicit different emotions in us. So the purpose of choosing colors in your book are to get the attention of the reader, number one, and number two, to amplify whatever the message is in the title of the book or in the book cover copy. The last of the nine elements affecting sales is the design of the book. And this is a surprising one for many of us, including me when I first learned it. I'm a very visual person. And if you're a pretty visual person, you know, you notice design. And I was amazed that it was really the last of the nine elements in terms of affecting sales. But it is, because really what you learn when you really learn about covers is that it's the copy on the covers that really do the selling, not any of the visual elements. But nevertheless, the visual elements, the design is important. It's number nine out of nine affecting sales. The purpose of design is twofold. Number one, to lead the reader's eye to the most important copy points. Because remember, it's the copy that essentially sells. So, you know, the design will be, good design will lead the reader's eye to things like the title, things like your testimonials, etc. The second purpose of design is to amplify whatever the message is that's inherent in your book title or the book cover copy or the promise that the book makes, in other words, to amplify that. So thank you for a wonderful question, Keith, on those nine elements. I hope it helps you and helps everybody that is hearing me now. Okay, folks, if you want any of those free gifts, the landing page is still up, but it'll be going down right after the end of this session here. So make sure you go to the gifts page and get those free gifts. And here's the URL to do that, www.bigimpactbook.com/bonus, B-O-N-U-S, all lowercase. Be sure you put it in all lowercase in it, or it may not work. That's www.bigimpactbook.com/bonus, B-O-N-U-S, all lowercase. Okay, great. Gia, do we have anybody else that we can help?
We have a question from web guest Gigi, who asked, how do you create your audiobooks?
How do you create an audiobook? You know, Gigi, there are lots of ways to create audiobooks. But the main thing to understand is this. It doesn't have to be complicated. You can simply record it on an MP3 and just go from there and market that MP3. It can be that simple. You can do it on recorders are so much better than they used to be. You can record your audiobook either online, like you can go to Audio Acrobat, get an account at Audio Acrobat, use Audio Acrobat. That's a great one. Or you can use any decent recording device. And like I'm saying, the quality of them is such nowadays that you can use most home recording devices, and it'll turn out a decent copy of your book. The thing to realize about audiobooks is that people really like the intimacy involved with an audiobook when the author speaks it. So you don't want to make it, I was going to say, too professional. I mean, you want it to be clean and a good clean recording. But if people like it when the author speaks their book, and even if the author is not a professional speaker, and most of us are not, they just like it if the author speaks because it's an intimate experience. I know I do. I listen to audiobooks pretty regularly, and I love it when the author is doing the speaking rather than some professional, you know. And that's basically how you do it. I mean, you can go to a recording studio, and they'll charge you extra money, and it'll be a little cleaner. But really, like I said, you can use almost any recording device and do it yourself nowadays. All right, wonderful. Thank you for a good question, Gigi. Gia, do we have someone else we can help?
Yes, we have a question from web guest Melanie. Her question is, John, I really value your experience. My question is, what is the most important marketing I should do to make my book successful?
Ah, Melanie, great question. What's the most important marketing that I should do to make my book successful? Okay, so I'm going to give you a really good answer to this question, Melanie, and I would recommend that everybody listening to me now really listen up to how I'm going to answer Melanie's question, because it's really going to help you in a big way with books that you're either writing now or going to write in the future. When people ask me this question, I get this question periodically, what's the most important marketing I can do for my book? When most people ask me that question, what they're really thinking about is, after my book is written and published, how can I promote it most effectively? Now, but promotion is not quite the same as marketing. Marketing is a broader term, one element of which is the promotion. If you look up the word marketing in a dictionary or a marketing textbook, it'll say something like, marketing is the entire process of serving your customer or client, from initially discovering who they are to designing a product to meet their needs to promoting that product so it gets into their hands. So promotion is at the end of the process. But I will tell you, Melanie, and I will tell all of you listening right now, the most important marketing, in other words, the overall marketing process, the most important marketing you will ever, ever, ever do for your book, you do before that book is published, not afterwards. And it's how you create the book, how you write it. Let me give you an example of what I mean. Because I've been in doing all of this for more than 30 years, and I've helped some people who were totally unknown to become international luminaries, I've become kind of famous in the process myself. So I often have books sent to me unsolicited, when I open the package, it'll have a book in it with a nice letter, and somebody will say, oh, Mr. Egan, so-and-so referred me to you. Can you help me get my book promoted the way you helped so-and-so? A friend of mine, or so-and-so, a famous person, and it closes my book. It's been a labor of love. It's taken me 8 years to write, so I look forward to hearing how you can help me promote it and make it, you know, a best-known book. Well, I open the package and take a look at the book, and I have to tell you, more often than not, the books that are sent to me look like they were put together at somebody's kitchen table or something. And I have to write the author back, and I have to tell them, you know, I'm sure your content is wonderful, but the way you wrote the book, the way the interior design is laid out, the cover of the book, it really there's nothing I can do with it right now. I would recommend you do a makeover on it and redo this and redo that and redo something else, and I'll give them a list. And people don't like getting those letters from me, but it's because they didn't develop the book right. So what do I mean by this, that the most important marketing you'll ever, ever, ever do, you do before the book is published, not after? Well, let me give you a little recap of some of the things that I've shared with you during this training. I'm not going to go through all of them, but first of all, you've got to know what strategy you want for your book, because whether you want the writer's strategy, the marketer's strategy, the investor's strategy, because whichever strategy you use is going to take you in an entirely different direction with your book. And if you don't pick the right strategy up front, you've almost doomed your book not to be successful, or at least to be kind of disjointed in the way you develop the whole thing. Another thing is your target market. You need to be clear on who your target market is. And when we help people to write and publish books, that's one of the first things we do, is we help them clarify not only what the right strategy is for them, but also the target market. We help them define their ideal target market. An ideal target market has six characteristics. So we help people do that up front, and you need to do that. One of the characteristics is they'll have the money to pay you. Another characteristic is you'll enjoy working with them. Another characteristic is you'll be able to locate them easily so you can promote to them. There are a number of characteristics. So you identify all that preferably up front before you start writing your book, so you can write your book for your ideal target market. Another thing is picking the topic of your book. Your topic should be targeted to your ideal target market. It should be a topic that is really hot. It helps them overcome a big challenge that they have, a big problem they have, or it helps them attain a big aspiration that they want. When you target your topic to either help your ideal target market overcome a big problem they have or achieve a big aspiration they have, once you've done that and you've communicated that in a good title, your book will sell. I mean, it's that simple. You're meeting people's needs. Your book will sell. I often ask people when it comes to, I help people develop topics a lot, and I'll ask them a question like, what knowledge do you have about this subject matter that if your ideal target market knew it was in the book, they'd buy that book instantly and hire you as a coach or consultant or whatever you do? Just that one question alone, if you answer that one question alone, you will pick a hot topic. It'll be easy for you to write, and it will really meet your target market's needs. They will buy it. So see, all of that is done really before you even started writing. And then you write a book to deliver all that, see? It's really not that difficult. That's why you can write and publish a quality book in just 90 days if you use the right kind of time-tested system. So, Melanie, this is the most important marketing you will do, by developing a book that really satisfies your target market's needs that way. And then when it comes to promoting it, it's easy. It's easy and it's joyful, and people respond and they buy your book, and you know, you live happily ever after. So I hope that helps you, Melanie, and I hope it helps everybody listening. And by the way, if you get any of those three free gifts of ours, including especially that accelerator session, if you qualify for that accelerator session, we'll help you with these elements. And it's quite a wonderful process. We'll help you with all of that. So if you qualify for that accelerator session, I'd recommend you get it. And before we take the landing page down, so let me tell you one more time what the URL is here for the three free gifts. Put it in all lowercase, www.bigimpactbook.com/bonus. B-O-N-U-S, all lowercase. Well, my friends, we're at the end of our Q&A. We actually went 15 minutes longer, but I'm happy to do that because John Kramer and I have worked together for about 30 years now. I first met John and started working together with John in 1987. Imagine that. That is literally 30 years ago. So I'm happy to be sharing my insights, all my experience here with John's audience, because I love John, and I always want to support him the way he supports me. And so glad to have helped all you folks today. If you need help and want help writing and publishing your book, get a hold of us. You've got the contact information through the three free gifts, and we can talk more about how we can help you accomplish all of this very easily, very quickly, and very joyfully, and very successfully. So this is John Egan calling from Mission Publishing and the Mission Marketing Mentors. Our website is www.missionmarketingmentors.com. Thanks so much for joining us for this training today. We look forward to helping you. And take care, everybody. Buddy, Gia, thank you for your help today. Bye for now.